That's lower down? What's going through the pipes here?
Water and air.
Water out and air in?
No.
All of it coming in.
All of it coming in?
Are those gas engines in the power there for me?
No.
Oh, it's all electric.
Yeah, that was part of our, yeah, 1775, 2125, and 2500.
Which of the shafts do we have here? Is this the number one shaft or one of the others? That's number one?
Hey Brad, take him upstairs to the balcony. That'd be at 283 Lanes.
This is from one of the company publications showing up. Anybody know if the hoist ever failed or when the hoist ever failed?
Well, I mean, mechanical problems. You'll have problems. But it's usually a slow deal. They'll make us get it going. A lot of times, the oyster,
a little closer shot of the hoist operator.
I think it was 1940, you know. Let's go off number one, rated off 1500 going up. Something happened when the cage hung up. Jimmerfield was the cage tender, and they had a load of steel on it. And they hung up for a minute or two, I guess. Broke loose. Fractured his neck, and he took him out. He returned later on, but it worked. The reason was.
Some more hoist operation.
Another hoist. And again, that's just from one of that company publications showing from the lower levels. Now, is this a drip coming from one of the from the shaft back toward the ore body, and then it splits out and goes off in different directions, etc. We just use the battery power train and that battery powered motor.
There's no trolleys in it.
Some cars coming in, leading out with the competition.
dark. I'm glad they can recognize what that's showing. The, I never know.
That's a jumbo, isn't it? It looks like a jumbo.
What does that mean?
Where's the car? That's it's drilled and mounted on a car.
A muffin machine. I don't know which.
I need a muffin machine. I said jumbo. Two drills on it for base mine, drill mine.
That's not how it happens most of the time, you see.
That's surveyed.
These mirrors come down and mark your face. because it gives you a center line. When you give you a center line, you have to do the center feeling. You have to use it pretty close. If there was a turn, you'd have to plumb out here and one here. You'd mark the center line. You'd line your machine up there with that. And until he changes, you catch his head going the same direction.
Sometimes I make a little mistake. I drove one Reyes up and it came out in the middle of the service drift on the 900 level.
And we've done the drilling down 2300. We pulled the core out and had 6 inches of wood in it.
Probably.
We never could find out.
You quit drilling.
We just asked what happened, and they said, "Well, turn around and drill the other way."
Wasn't some ancient buried forest, then?
Well, when you're looking for, you know, an ore body, I hope you got to drill all directions.
Yeah. There is somebody standing here for scale. See the scale of the scopes. Yeah, there's one here. Again, this is one from one of the company publications.
That's not one of the bigger ones.
This says it's above the 1500 level, so that would be above what we call the third level today. Above the main portal.
Very, that took an awful lot of light to take this picture, didn't it?
This apparently is also a scope photo, but we don't have any scale there to judge it by.
That's
the slusher.
Yeah.
And that gets dragged across the bottom of the tunnel by the radiator. Is that
right? Until recently,
double dome slusher, one by one, draw down the other one, take the bucket back.
So there was a, it was attached to the far wall with the pulley system.
The shift went on the back of the scraper that's attached to the end of the drift.
Okay.
Roberta says I might be Joe Russell in the backpack there.
In the later years, Joe Russell worked in the cement and in Slusher Grip. Does anybody remember cement and in the Slusher Grip?
Where would the Slusher Drift be relative to the stove? Is that down at the bottom?
Yeah, it's like the low inside, hopefully. And the draw holes would be to one side. There were the, I forget, 30 to 40 feet. Through the job, say, a maximum of 150 feet on the special hoist to the shield going in.
Okay. So the ore would come down through the draw holes and into the slusher drift.
Slush to the dump in the front of the slusher. In front of the hoist.
So you can tell these are some wonderful images to have of what things were like underground. For those of us that were nowhere near the tunnels, these are wonderful to be able to see these.
Directly into a pocket leading to the number two shaft.
eventually the jaw crusher was moved underground?
Yes.
Yeah, there was a...
There was a crusher just above the skip tender.
There was a crusher just below 2,500.
Yeah. Card break. Sometimes it jammed up. I was skip tender down at the bottom of that thing. I could find out that it was cars. So it just gets several times the price. And somebody didn't find it. Got a crusher enough.
This is what I based the date of the photos on.
There's something said about the price that you got paid per hour fluctuated with the price that they got for the copper.
No.
Not so much an hour. Or?
Yep.
You got an hourly wage. He's on a long haul machine, diamond drills. You can make a bonus. If you got so many feet, then you get a bonus for any footage over. But you have to make 100, you know, like 175 feet on a long haul machine. So you like on a diamond drill, if you got 25 foot, anything over 25 foot, well, then you got a bonus. So if you make 30 foot in a day's time, you get about 50 cents extra.
Those days you got paid by the day and not by the hour.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Is that
really 8
on the
bus? 8
hour day.
Mm-hmm. In 1945, my dad's check stub said $8.25 a day.
In 1937, it was $4.50.
How much
did it? $4.50.
And they took out 20 cents for union
dues.
$1940. A mucker got $5 a day.
You never got paid by the hour.
The drift miner, 5.5. The raise miner, 6.5. The man on a grizzly lead man, $6 a day.
Right. Well, I had some records the other day out there showing some of my dad's wages for 1940 at $2,022 and something for the whole year.
I made $1,700.
Hey, does anybody know if Eddie Olson worked in the mine here at one time? Yes, he did.
Ed Senior or Ed Junior?
Well, I think it's the same one that flew there on Lake Chelan.
Eddie Olson did work underground here.
Yeah. Well, I stumbled on an old tax return of Eddie Olson from Anchorage here about 30 years ago, I guess, where... In an attic of an old building, going through a bunch of old papers, there was a tax return from Eddie Olson where he'd worked here at the mine. And I didn't know if it was the same Eddie Olson that had that flew down there or not. Yeah. By the way, he was killed in western Alaska, flew into the ice.
That's the guy.
Yep.
Yeah. That's right. It's the same guy.
Yep.
And you talked to the west. Incidentally, that's Preston.
That's why I'm supposed to talk
to you. $15 to $20 an hour now.
$15 to $20 an hour now for the same work. Some view down one of the shafts. looking vertically here or horizontally?
Looking down a raise, I think, either up or down. That's a Tugger's flag, I think, that you're looking at, isn't it?
You're on the bottom?
That was a cemented slusher grid.
It's like concrete walls over there.
Yeah, exactly.
Transfer house was said to carry the ore out and up for a secondary road that's right.
It was elevated to the screen in the crushing plant.
The belt
cut in out and back up right here. Structure was to support the pipe, or was that one of the dikes?
That was to support the pipeline, I believe. Mm-hmm. That's what you know down here.
This is a photo from the early 1960s, more recent photo. As is this one of the old assay house. It's just the wreckage of the assay office. And, 60s. The old fume hood here is outside now, outside of the museum. Again, that's the foundation that the museum building is built on. There's Earl Hoggett there on the right.
Who did you say it was?
Earl Hoggett. Hoggett. And his son. He was one of the drivers, and he said the next set of slides are from him. So the road and the truck. A little dark for the truck there. There's the snow removal. Snow go?
Yeah.
That's good at the snow.
This one back here?
Yeah, that's the snow
goal. That snow goal, I think, was the one that ended up eventually at the Crystal Mountain Ski Resort. And I remember seeing it up there for a couple of years, and then they dumped it at that point. But I think Jim Sullivan was instrumental in getting the
dock that is in relation to the current dock?
Yes.
The same place?
The same place.
Those are issues. Yeah. What? Oil? No, they would be clear to the top.
Yeah,
that's a refrigeration. You see a big square box?
Yeah.
That's a refrigeration. They all the meat and stuff up.
Oh.
This is the refrigerator here?
There was a question came up today. Did these buttons go clear to Mr. Romo Charlie?
No.
Where they go?
Slam Falls. In the river, of course.
Yeah.
No family, that's
These are the Barquis. The original Honeymoon Heights honeymoon couple. He came in 28. One of the engineers for House Sound in the early development phases. Sorry they can't be with us, but TV antenna though. One of the chimneys there.
Yeah, we skied in that snow slide area up there everywhere. In spring, I did. Down Main Street.
We almost wind the streets for the buildings.
Yes, things are a lot better.
Yeah.
Clearly. A pretty good look at that stuff.
If I can figure out how to copy some of these, then I'll get Patty a note and she can put it in the newsletter about how to
write. Well, consider this Winston County, which I'm sure a lot of people would like that to the
maybe come back to this part.
Yeah.
Looks like
like a popular one now. We got a few more ground level tests.
Hey, Gene, look how the road used to curve there.
Yeah.
You can have an antique place and then so Kirk built the next place.
Robert's house was three levels there.
No. No, the rent came down. They got a small house.
Copper garden.
That's small, and that's the rent. And then yours.
Yeah.
And then Rogers. And then Fleming's. See, there's that little shed.
Yeah, that's a garage.
That's a garage. That's a garage.
Now, that was a garage.
No, that was much later.
There was.
Yeah. No, it was great.
Well, there's some leather.
And we've got several looking down and several at street level.
How many private cars do they have?
World War II?
Not very many. In the beginning, not very many. The later years, they'd ship them up there in the summertime and ship them back out in the wintertime. But there were a big storm.
It stored down there.
If you had a garage, which we had that garage you saw in that previous picture, since we had that garage, we got to pick up all winter because we could get it off the road now, out of the way, the snow melts. So we kept no picking up all winter in that garage.
We had a garage down.
That was in the 50s.
That's the garage.
We couldn't have had it on the road.
Yeah, that was their garage.
I wonder where you get that. Maybe in the alley?
That's sort of the new section. This is all further on past the Rogers here.
Yeah,
this is some of the stuff way west of the original. No, this is more of the ballpark. From another family camp, so it's got to be close to the side.
That was a family. And that doesn't work. And they started it right there at that corner where the advance was. Right there. How is it?
Did you get that slide from Hoggard or
Rick? It's either from Hoggard or from Swihart's.
Because the last house on the right was Hoggard's house. They made for the kids all the time.
You know, it could be from
the darker colored house that you can see.
This one?
No, across the street. Right, okay, no. I can't remember who lived there, but the house next to it was Vice's. Mm-hmm. And then the next one to that was Hollingsworth, and then my parents moved into that just before the mine closed. You can just barely see the corner of it.
Right here.
Yeah.
That's in the new section?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All your own homes?
Yes.
No, we own them. As a road drawing.
Late winter, early spring, I imagine.
It's the bottom row going.
It's the bottom row going towards the new houses before. No, it's, yeah. Yeah, that's what it is, because I've got a picture of me standing beside this new thing. You're going towards the new houses.
Towards the ball field, is that it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
That's some of the new section there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they had more of the metal roofs on there.
Walking off the roof.
Slide off the roof.
Truck service slide off the road.
There's the other side. Any folks? And that's her cement, or that's her rock wall?
That's just that.
Okay.
Solid guardrail. Babcock's up there.
Cosgrove started the next one. That's my body, Rogers. Okay, first, you see yours? Set a row up. See, those heavy folks on the bottom here, and that one, and then ours, and then, Francis, and then, and go up right back of that. And you see Charlie Dolby's. And then you're next, right there. Close to the see that? Oh, gosh. Head lock doors to go upstairs.
Winter fun?
Jack Anthony's?
Yeah. Oh, for fair's sake.
So this is the main town site.
Yes.
Swihart's house?
Yeah.
Evidently, the porch, they have a roof on porch.
Yeah, there's a cell tower.
Where was the rotel?
Up on the far corner, up on the top floor of the corner. Northwest corner.
Yeah.
Of Winston?
Of Winston, yes.
Right here in the slide area.
Yeah. It was kind of a clear there.
Well, they took the cat up there and buried it.
Here's the bulb. There it is there.
Yeah.
Northwest corner.
Yeah, I broke my face when we used to bark.
Doesn't that have to be the rope tow that Jim Sullivan put in?
Yeah.
Portable at the bottom?
The old Bleachland boat up there.
Paul.
The cabin.
Yeah.
well grown over.
No, we've got just a few shots more recently, but that's, is that the engineering building there?
No. That's taken from the compressor room, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. In the early 60s.
That's the old warehouse.
Okay.
The old warehouse with the office upstairs, isn't it?
Right.
That's where the basketball court is now. I think that's the end of our. Is this down at Chelan Falls, or is this
no,
at the bottom of the mill?
Loading up the ore.
They got back in and got changed.
Oh, there's a wheel in the truck right now.
They got changed.
Is there some kind of ring here on the truck?
Yeah.
On the truck that they
slide
on.
Slide around.
That's all.
They never change them on. That's all.
I guess 5 tons is
going to
be.
You got to get more. You know.
Or did they have a river? Well, I'm sure they did. But I mean, they leave the bucket and then
there's a shot in my fault.
I've never seen it before.
Is it that only?
could I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
I'm really interested in the history of the building that the Forest Service retained as the ranger station. I know you don't really have time for it right now, but anybody who has that kind of information,
it's a campfire,
tell me to write it down.
It was a campfire world cabin.
I know it was.
That's
last.
That's
but I heard one or two other stories about it, and anybody who knows much about that place, I'd love
it was
to
move on.
Or have it in writing so that we understand to get us
a little bit of a built on and moved there.
Thanks.
I was asking if there was any chance that some of these Winston slides could be made into pictures that some of us might want to buy.
Yes.
And I guess you're going to check on that, right?
Check on that. And I'll try and get a note in the newsletter through Patty.
And wouldn't a lot of you love to have those views of Winston?
Yes.
I want information on the hospital bill, and I haven't been able to get any information.
On the hospital bill?
The bill we supported the hospital land.
Well, also, they supported the one in Fort Beattie Hospital.
Part of our money went to the Joanne Hospital, went to the orthopedic, Children's Orthopedic Hospital in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
they had it divided like first, before the Joanne Hospital was built, it all went to Seattle. And then after the Joanne Hospital was built, half of it went to the Joanne Hospital and half went to Seattle. Mm-hmm.
The young man did a lot of work on it.
I just some of them out for mansion.
The projection.
When I was up there.
Daniel.
This is me. I took some of them out for mansion. I remember Hal Field took us down with a highway and one night with some guy that got blasted up there, and I'll tell you, I was too nervous. I was sure glad it was Hal.
That was on the Copper Queen, wasn't it?
Huh?
Wasn't it on his Copper Queen?
Yeah, that real thin boat.
Right.
I probably wouldn't have gotten in a boat with anybody but and it was so rough, the plane didn't land at all.
Well, we've got about 15 minutes till first setting of dinner. Anyone that would like to see any one of the photos again, I could certainly rearrange it. But again, thank you very much.